Roland Royal III.
Secretary Marlin, sir, there is a level 8 foreign spacecraft projected to reach our atmosphere in approximately 362 minutes, sir.
362 minutes? Could it be a friendly in response to Project RAP?
I'm not sure, sir, but if we want to terminate the craft, we have approximately 26 minutes to do so.
Call the council, now.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. There's no time for formalities. We have an existential threat hurtling towards us.
Michael Marlins, will you stop all your rabble-rousing, dear God, you have just interrupted a birdie putt.
Apologies, Mr. Charles, but...
Yeah, can't just be hitting Lamont Bell out the blue like that?
Yeah, Michael, I'm on my way to 33rd Street to get a pizza with a honey. What's going on here?
Fellas, we have 20 minutes to terminate a foreign spacecraft that shows a size and speed that we have never seen before. Or we allow the craft to land, hoping it comes with the help and resources we've asked for via Project RAP. Now, I'm going to go around one at a time. Dr. Peter Thumberger, please, keep it brief.
Yes, of course. I think we allow them through. We take our time, butter them up like a scrumptious and delicate beef tenderloin, and once they've least expected it, we puncture that seared and slow-cooked exterior and devour them, and all they may possess.
Right. Next, Ivan.
This is not a good idea. If what you say is true, and this is biggest and fastest craft seen yet, we must terminate now.
Hey, Gunners be here, and I agree. It's time we stop giving these extraterrestrial blokes the benefit of the doubt, coming here taking our things. I say we blow their bloody ship to bits.
Thank you, Ed. Yes, Mr. Muggsy?
Gentlemen, we can make a better day tomorrow if we choose to make that day today. But if that today becomes yesterday's day...
Damn, Muggsy, can't nobody follow that quote of the day riddle nonsense. What the hell is your vote, cuz?
My vote is for peace.
Carson and Connor?
I say no more Mr. Nice Guy. Bring out the guns, the jets, the lasers, and tell him it was Connor Dougal guilty as charged.
Connor, I'm quite sure we don't have lasers, and the jets were all used in the last invasion. Michael, we need to be pragmatic and see what they might have to offer. My vote is to let them land.
Yeah, I agree. Hi, Michael. Mike Tyson here. Thanks for having me. And who knows? These could be good guys. Maybe they just want to come and have ice cream or go to the movies or something.
Yeah. Thank you. That's 4 votes for aggressive engagement and 3 votes for peaceful engagement. Lamont, Tommy, and Mr. Charles?
Lamont Bell votes for what, homie? Can't let these alien jokers keep running up on us like some little kids, man.
What I'm gathering is peaceful engagement means Tommy 2 times gets to have his pizza and dessert tonight. So my vote is peace.
Aye. Antoine Rendell Charles votes for peace. Conflict has done us no good in recent years, and Carson is right. We must pray the good Lord has blessed us, and so he shall. Now I must resume my match. I hope you all make the right decision.
Good luck, Michael. Take care, Michael Marlins. Peace.
Goodbye.
Bye, everybody. See you later.
Have a good day.
See you later, alligators.
Cheers.
Sir, we have 5 votes for peace and 5 for aggressive engagement. You have the deciding vote, sir.
Let them land.